This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Well, the government of national unity was always going to test the boundaries between party politics and governance. Well, right now, there are reports suggesting President Cyril Ramaphosa has been drawn into an internal Democratic Alliance reshuffle, with DA leader Jordan Hill Lewis reportedly requesting changes to the party's cabinet deployment. Now, listen to this. It'll include a new role for former DA leader and current Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen. Now, the move, you can well imagine, it's sparked now questions about leadership transitions, also coalition dynamics, accountability within the government of national unity, and whether we South Africans should be concerned when internal party battles begin influencing government structures. Now, to help us unpack the political significance of this moment, we're joined by Makhoni Maja. Makhoni is a strategic engagements manager at the Institute of Race Relations. Makhoni, good afternoon to you, and welcome once again to the Afternoon Brief.
Hi there, Michael. Good to be here with you and your listeners.
Oh, for listeners who may not have followed every development, this certainly was breaking news earlier on. What exactly appears, from your perspective, to be happening inside the DA, and why has it now become a national political story? What are you reading here?
So what we know so far of the reporting is that the incumbent DA leader, newly elected DA leader, Jordan Hill Lewis, mayor of Cape Town, has offered to Ramaphosa a list of new ministers and deputy ministers that he'd like to see take up position. From that list, we are seeing that one John Steenhuisen, former leader of the DA and Minister of Agriculture, will be exiting that role to take on a lesser role as the Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry. And this comes at the back of a few events that have now taken place within that portfolio that have just been mishandled on the part of Mr. John Steenhuisen. And in fact, these errors that have been made have been decisive in his fate as DA leader. My understanding is that it also cost him the position of DA leader in the latest elections that led to him running for the next leadership position within the DA, and to the ascent of Jordan Hill Lewis. And now we're seeing it rear its head again in him losing his position as the Minister of Agriculture. Some of the latest developments in that has been reporting by establishments such as News 24 of mishaps that Mr. John Steenhuisen's chief of staff, Ms. Yana LaRue, made in undermining, it seems, key stakeholders in the agriculture portfolio, such as the FSA, the Free State Agriculture Organization, in which she appears to be mocking an email that she received from them, from that organization, which was asking for greater involvement in the aid of vaccines to curb the spread of the FMD crisis. Those are some of the errors that we've seen come out of the portfolio of agriculture by Mr. Steenhuisen, including the core challenge that organizations such as Sakalicha and SAYA have challenged the decision by Mr. Steenhuisen to decline greater involvement of the private sector to administer and procure those vaccines to quickly curb the spread of FMD and to put farmers out of their plight, given how costly the FMD crisis, the foot and mouth disease, has been to them. And so it just seems that Mr. Steenhuisen has been entangled in error after error that has come at great cost to him, and that has also led to his replacement. One other interesting factor, Michael, is who his replacement is. You will recall that the first reshuffle that we saw emerge from the DA post the establishment of the GNU, the Government of National Unity, was where Mr. Steenhuisen ousted Dr. Dion George from the position of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment. So he replaced Dr. Dion George as the minister of that department with Willie Ogamp, who is now going to be the replacement to John Steenhuisen. So the man who was ushered into cabinet by Mrs. Steenhuisen is now going to be his replacement. And those are some of the more interesting political events and developments that we see emerging from this reshuffle that Jordan Hill Lewis has initiated.
You know, based, McConnie, on what you've just responded to now, I mean, what message does this now send about the stability and maturity of the GNU?
Well, I think it should be appreciated that if ministers do not perform, they ought to be removed. These are the levers of democratic governance that we want to see firmly established in government, right? Often we've seen that these reshuffles, particularly when under the ANC former hegemonic rule, were not performed when ministers were seen to be underperforming, but to advance certain political interests within those political parties. But John Steenhuisen's mishandling of the FMD crisis should have resulted in consequences which we are now seeing the full realization of. And so I think this is less to do with, you know, political power play and more to do with consequence management. A strong message that Jordan Hill Lewis is sending to ministers within and deputy ministers who have been appointed into the GNU, that if you do not perform or if your performance is subpar, you will be removed. And that is the right message that we want to see being sent through to all members, not just within the DA, but across political parties. And we are also learning from reporting that President Ramaphosa is looking to capitalize on the DA's reshuffle to announce his own set of new ministers and deputy ministers on Friday. So that's one event that we should look out for, is to see whether this ushering of new ministers and deputy ministers to DA portfolios would also cause a knock-on effect on other political parties within the GNU, causing them also to take advantage of the reshuffles.
You know, funny, that was going to lead to my next question, McConnie. What does this now reveal about the realities of coalition governance, and how do we South Africans interpret this? I mean, I just feel a sense of discomfort, so to speak, regarding, you know, witnessing actions like this. What's your take on that?
I think it is uncomfortable to witness, particularly if a government of national unity was offered as an alternative to instability, right, to chaos, to the dark triad that would have been the MK, ANC, and the MK, the EFF rather. But I also think that we should revel in that discomfort, because we want to see consequences enacted upon ministers and deputy ministers, cabinet members who do not perform, such as John Steenhuisen. And the DA is not above that. The DA is not above poor performance as a member of the government of national unity or as a member of government. One of the things we're also witnessing is competition, political competition, which has not been a thing really in the last 30 years of ANC rule, because the ANC has been a law unto themselves, and they've only effected these sort of big changes to the political scene to advance their own political interests rather than the interests of South Africans, who these portfolios are meant to benefit and be in service of. And if a minister of agriculture, or any minister for that matter, is underperforming in a key portfolio, they ought to face the gauntlet. And that is something that we absolutely must embrace, and not just embrace, but call for. If we are onlookers and as South Africans and who have a vested interest in the performance of our cabinet, are witnessing ministers who are just not delivering or up to par, we ourselves should demand their removal. I think that is absolutely something that we should embrace. I think we should welcome political competition, and that it not be a one-party issue, but we want to see it reflected across political parties and across political levels as well, not just at the national level, at the provincial levels too, that consequences will be the name of the day and visited upon people who are public representatives who do not perform.
Indeed, McConnie, combined leadership is what our country is crying out for, irrespective of what party they belong to. That ties in with a question which has just come in from one of our listeners. The question reads, Should the president then have a greater say in cabinet appointments within coalition partners, or should parties decide for themselves? Your take on that, Magali?
So that is a question that we've also asked, is the extent to which these political offices within the GNU or cabinet positions within the GNU are actually owned by those political parties, okay, or if they're still up for grabs by other parties. And we just don't know the answer to that. We haven't yet seen, for example, a cabinet position that belongs to one party be replaced by a different party. So far, it does seem that there is some ownership, although it could be very well appended. That rule, that existing rule, could be appended. But I do think that parties should be allowed to exercise autonomy over their political positions, because we want to see the emergence of political competition, which would be snubbed if all decisions were centralized within the presidency. So I think we want to see autonomy, and we also want to see how the parties themselves behave, right? This is a test for the parties, is whether they will double down on failure and underperformance, or whether they will they will be inspired to make a different decision to change those positions and face, you know, controversy when those decisions are made and stick by those decisions. This is a test for the parties themselves as well, which is accentuated if that power is distributed and vested within the parties rather than just within the presidency.
Municipal elections, months down the road. And of course, well, it begs the question also, how much of this could be about positioning the DA for that election rather than improving governance?
That is a good question to ask, is how the DA wants to position itself ahead of the municipal elections. And I think that's not something that we should rule out. This could very well be more about the DA looking to acquire more votes in the upcoming municipal elections, and the byproduct of that being that, you know, a minister who has come under fire for many mistakes that he's made under his leadership, and that his removal is actually just to better position the DA. It could also be that Mr. Jordan Hill Lewis is looking to assert himself. You know, he is one of the younger politicians to come to lead a political party, certainly one as big as the DA, and that he's looking to leave a mark as he ascends to that position, looking to assert himself and his own ideals, and to shape up the identity of the DA leading up to those local government elections. So there are a myriad of issues that could be influencing the decision, but I think it is undeniable the sort of errors that Johnston Hazen has been snagged in, and that they too could have contributed to his removal.
As we conclude our chat today, McConaughey, what should we then be watching over for the next few weeks to understand whether this is merely a cabinet reshuffle or the beginning of a more significant political realignment?
Oh, one of the things we should be looking out for is that event on Friday where the president may be announcing his own cabinet reshuffles, and whether, again, this move by the DA is going to inspire political competition amongst the GNU parties. One of the things we also want to look out for is the developments of the FMD crisis, this food and mouth disease. I know it's been politicized now as we're discussing these reshuffles and the removals of one Minister of Agriculture to the appointments of another, but this crisis really has been critical and decisive for the DA and also for the economy at large. Farmers' livelihoods have been at stake. This disease has battered their operations, and what we want to see is whether there will finally be some resolve to those court cases. As I understand, the Gauteng High Court ruled in favor of those organizations that challenged the government's decision to refuse farmers to administer and procure their own vaccines, and that the Department of Agriculture did not welcome that decision necessarily because they challenged it further, and to see whether, you know, that challenge will be pursued by a new minister, Mr. Willy Ogamp, or whether we will see greater cooperation between the new minister, the upcoming minister, and those stakeholders, agriculture stakeholders. I think those are the two key developments that we want to look out for, one within the agriculture portfolio itself and the other just in terms of political developments and the effect that this cabinet reshuffle will have on the rest of the GNU parties.
Mokone, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you once again so much for joining us on the Afternoon Brief. Mokone Majar, a Strategic Engagements Manager at the Institute of Race Relations. We're looking into this latest development and what it means not only for the Democratic Alliance, because DA leader Jordan Hill-Lewis is reportedly requesting changes to the party's cabinet deployment, and this is including a new role for former DA leader and current Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen. It's got to do with the future of coalition politics and governance in South Africa. We will be watching events closely, as Makhwane just outlined.